up, everyone? Welcome to the Geekdom Fancast, episode 56.
Oh, hello there. Hello, you people.
Hey, Auntie D. Auntie D, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. It's, you know, I'm just getting around as best as I can. These old bones, they're rattling and breaking and stuff, but I'm trying to get by.
Auntie D, you're only 40.
But I feel like 68.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just a sign of how much I've been working lately. That's what I feel like.
Oh, shit. Derek, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm just fucking that broken from work lately that, like, I feel like I'm a senior citizen.
What's up, everyone? I'm Mike, and this is Derek. I'm just going to introduce us properly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you've been working a shit ton. If you don't listen to the podcast, if you're listening to it for the first time, hello. Welcome. Thank you for listening and checking
Howdy.
Us out. Howdy. I'm Mike, and this is Derek. We talk about
Hola.
Geek stuff.
Sorry, I'll start.
And it's a fan cast.
Yes.
Give me another language of hello. Do you know one?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. That's a good one.
That's because you're Asian.
Aloha.
If you don't know that by Mike's voice, he's Asian, and I don't see how you could know it by his voice.
Yeah, you hear the chinkiness in my voice.
You know what? It's like, well, because it's one of those things, like, people talk, and it's very rare that you can necessarily tell their ethnicity just by their voice.
Yeah, especially if they're born in America and stuff.
Like, I mean, I will put it out there just for people to laugh, and I've actually never told anyone this. This is how silly this is. Do you know that I've never heard him, okay? But I heard about him for years, and I had fans that were fans of his for years and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I never knew that. Oh crap! Now I forgot his name.
Is he a radio guy, a podcast guy?
The guy, the really smart space guy,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I never knew he was black.
Oh really?
I just assumed he was a nerdy white guy.
Oh, that's crazy.
Which is like,
you've heard him on more stuff than you've seen him on stuff?
No, I'd never even heard him.
Oh.
But I'm just saying.
But when people say his name?
Yeah, people, like, he had panels at Comic-Con, and then he had the Cosmos show and stuff and everything. Yeah. And, like, I just heard about him for years because, you know, like, he's a famous guy. And, like, I don't know why it would matter, but for some reason I just assumed he was, like, this nerdy Bill Gates-looking guy or something. And then I saw a picture, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he looks like just a dude.
No, but it's like, I don't know, he looks like, he doesn't look nerdy. He looks like a college professor or something, or like, I don't know. It's just funny. It's just like, that's not what I thought he would look like.
That's weird. Yeah, because I've always known him as who he is. So that's interesting. But I always get
there's a random thing for everyone.
I always get voices, like I always like see someone from a podcast that I listen to all the time and finally see their face and I'm like, whoa, I don't imagine that voice coming from that face or whatever. That happens all the time, actually. It's to the point where if I hear a new guest on something that I don't recognize,
yeah,
I'll look them up on Google, like just so I can get it out of my head, so I'm not like freaked out later, like, oh, that's that person.
Well, like, yeah, exact point. Even though it doesn't make any sense, the girl that does that podcast, Little Esther.
Oh yeah.
Nope, not what I thought she'd look like.
Oh really?
Well, I mean, yes, it's called Little Esther, but I mean, dude, she's really fucking tiny.
And then we saw her in person at PodFest. Yeah.
And I know, and I'm like, I look at Mike and I'm like, Mike, she's really fucking tiny. And you're like, you didn't know what she looked like? I'm like, no. And, like, and it's like, yeah, you expect.
Is that the first time you saw her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, what, 5 feet taller or something?
So yeah, she's a little one.
I know. And it makes sense with her name. I know it's, but it's funny. It's just like you said, like correlating with, oh, so that's, and like Janet Vardy. From listening to the JV Club, had no idea what she looked like. And, like, that one was more along the lines of what I was thinking. But it was just like, oh, all right, that's what she looks like.
Did you start listening to JV Club before you saw on You're the Worst?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's a random one. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. As I was listening to the one that she had that had Aya Cash on. And if you guys don't know, You're the Worst is a show on FX. It's amazing and awesome, and you should watch it if you're not watching it. Anyways, she was on that. She's on that show because she plays Heather Donahue's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that show the whole first season, whatever. And I was listening to the JV Club, but I don't think she had brought it up yet, or I don't think she had mentioned it.
That she was on that show?
Yes. So as far as I knew, that was just some actress playing Heather Donahue's sister. And then the second season, when she's interviewing Aya Cash, she brought up, oh, I'm so glad to be part of the show. I so enjoy it so much. And then she says who she plays. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, I had no idea that was her.
That's so crazy. And it's
I know.
Oh, now I have all this context.
It's so ridiculous because I had. It's the sense that, like, you know, we saw her at Thrilling Adventure Hour and I saw what she looked like, but I guess I didn't do the correlation between, like, seeing her and remembering her as her character from the show.
Yeah.
So.
Especially because her voice is, like, something she manipulates a lot or whatever. So.
Yeah, she doesn't sound anything like that on You're the Worst.
Yeah, right?
She sounds totally different.
Yeah, she's a good character actress in that.
Oh, yeah. But it's just funny. I'm just like, as soon as she said, I'm like, what? Little minor mind blown right there. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when I first started listening to Harmontown, his comptroller, the guy who, like, pushes the podcast along or whatever, he's from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I remember watching that. Like, he's been on it for a long time. Jeff Davis, he's like the spiky hair guy. He's always in a suit. He's like young, fresh face. He's like the youngest dude usually.
Oh, okay. When he's on. I'm not sure if I remember.
But like his voice sounds like really gravelly and smoky. And I was like imagining this big dude for like 30 episodes. And I was like, and then he mentioned how he was on Whose Line. And then I looked it up. I'm like, what the fuck? This guy's like, he has the voice of like someone like way uglier than he is.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson was like this, like, very like sophisticated looking like college professor, like guy, like, oh, well, it makes sense why this guy's so smart now. Like, you know, look at him. Like, this guy looks like he's fucking smart instead of like, you know, like fucking some guy looking like, and he's out of a Freaks and Geeks fucking show or something. Like, that's totally what I was imagining. I was imagining like one of the characters from Freaks and Geeks was like, what Neil deGrasse Tyson look like? And then I see it, I'm like, oh. So I don't know.
I wonder what people think we look like if they haven't seen our pictures on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thegeekdomfancast.
Oh, nice name drop.
That'd be cool if they, guys, draw what you think we look like. I'm Asian and Derek's white.
I would love.
And I'll give you, that's all I'll give you.
I would love a character of myself.
Yeah, me too.
That would I've never been drawn.
I always feel insecure about that shit.
I don't think I've been drawn. Well, I mean, I'm not talking like people at like the fucking at OC Fairgrounds or something, but I'm just saying like even like a friend for the fun of it to make fun of me. I don't think anyone's ever drawn me.
Yeah, I don't think me either.
Because it's always interesting when people draw you because at least not in a realistic way. Like if they're doing like the cartoony way, like they accentuate like maybe your nose or you have a big chin or big eyes.
Yeah, that's why I'm insecure about that shit because it's like, what are they going to do?
Oh, mine would have to be my fucking neck. It would have to be. They'd probably draw me with like this giraffe neck with like this fucking big ass nose. That's what I would go with. That's how I would draw me.
I get small ears and a small nose and maybe a big forehead.
You have ridiculously small ears. I don't know how you hear.
I hear pretty well. That's why I need microphones to talk to people. That's why I do podcasts.
Yeah, that's one thing at least you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about anyone ever making fun of you having big ears. Like,
yeah, but now it's small ears, so it's like the other way around.
Do hats fall off of you? No, I'm kidding.
Actually, I fucking can't wear hats. It sucks.
Why?
Because, I don't know, they just never look good on me. They never...
Oh, it, like, look never... good. I thought you meant that they actually fall off of you.
No. I do have a head, Derek. I don't know if you know how hats work, but I do have a head that keeps it on.
Oh, man, people are like, yeah, you guys are stupid. Why am I listening to this? Sorry. Anyways, moving on. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I've already stated that I'm dying. I'm working. So we had this guy at my work who got fired, who unfortunately is a friend of mine, and my boss is a bitch. And well, actually, he didn't get... not like he's going to hear this. So he's getting transferred to another store, like really far away, but we thought he got fired. But anyways, point is he's not...
We should say that Derek works in shipment at a store. We don't have to name the store, but it's a...
What? Oh, well, yeah. I work at a grocery store, night crew, blah, blah, blah. It's boring. Anyways, but he got taken... He's getting transferred out of the store, and so now we're down a guy, and basically they didn't bother to get anyone else. So it's basically like them saying, oh, well, we got rid of this guy because we didn't like him, but now we're just going to make you guys work more and we don't care. So thanks a lot, assholes. Fuck you. So last week, 2 weeks ago, I did 50 plus hours. Last week, I did 60 hours. And this week, I'm already at almost 40 hours and we're only on Thursday.
And that's from, what is the week, Sunday to Saturday, I'm guessing?
No, Monday. That's Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Sunday?
Yeah. So, because they still write the schedules like a Monday through Sunday, but it's just fucking like, and like I work night crew, so it's just like, I'm just a zombie. I'm like getting home from work at like 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, going to sleep and waking up at like 6, 7 p.m. and then getting up for like 4 hours and going back to work again. 6 days a week. It's fucking brutal.
And that's a roundabout way of saying that we don't have a lot to talk about as far as new things. And
it's really hard to be geeking out when you don't have time to geek.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I work a 45-hour work week too, and then I also have to like... I can't talk about stuff, but I've been working on a lot of things this year. Ever since January was a lot of GHD stuff we could check out.
But at least you have weekends off.
Yeah.
At least you're having some time off. Just your week sucks.
It's a little bit of time. I usually at least give myself one day off to have nothing to do work-wise.
You got
to
try.
Huh?
You got to try. You'll burn yourself out.
Yeah, exactly. So, I've at least had one day off or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's come to a point where, like, sometimes Tuesday is my day off, even though I go work my 9 to 5.
Yeah.
But like, as far as like coming home and doing shit, like I won't do anything. But that still doesn't feel like a day off, you know, because I've still worked like eight and a half hours that day or whatever.
Well, yeah, shit. Like last week I was doing my one day off. I fucking had to run a whole bunch of errands, and by the time I got done running my errands, my day was already half over. It's like, oh, that's my day off. Wonderful.
Yeah. That's what sucks too.
I just ran a whole bunch of errands because I don't have any other time to do it. But you can talk about one thing you did.
And that's
with some friends of ours.
Yeah. Nice segue.
Thank you.
I was on, you could hear it out. The Tuesday episode or their episode this week came out on Tuesday. I was on Comics, Booze, and Profanity with our friends, Lantern Stark, blah, blah, blah. You've heard their ads on like our last few episodes already.
Or if you haven't, because you're just joining us,
go listen to episode go listen to episode 46. You'll hear our friend who runs that podcast now.
You actually remember the number off the top of your head? That's cool.
It's something like that. It's the American Ultra episode where we reviewed that. But yeah, it's Comics, Booze, and Profanity. It is what you think it is. They talk about comic book reviews. They talk about throwback books of the week, comics that came out this week, and just news of like all geek things.
And they get drunk while they do it.
Yeah, but not really. Like they drink a little, but you know, I think
there was one episode they
could step it up.
Yeah, that's true.
And I challenge them every time.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I had a bottle of wine for just three of us, and we kind of downed all of it like the last time I was on because it's a Thanksgiving Day episode.
Uh huh.
But yeah, they try to calm down, but they'll get into it. They'll get better, guys. Right?
If you're they're not slurring their speech enough yet, so they don't get on there and go, "So this Captain America book I just reviewed, it was good."
They're already assholes without the alcohol, so maybe they don't even need it.
Assholes, just add liquor.
But just because it's in their name, I mean, they got to step it up every now and then, right?
Yes.
That's what we're there for. Last time we brought a 12-pack to their thing. But yeah, you can hear
You were pretty drunk that last one, too.
I loved it.
Yes.
It's fun. And
you know what? I meant to tell you to bring a fucking bottle of Jameson today, too, and I forgot to tell you.
Today?
Yes.
But you're working.
No, I didn't mean we were going to drink it, but the one we have is almost polished off from the time we had Lance over, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, was it Lance and the one, what was your other friend?
Sam.
Yeah, that was a Jameson day, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we went out and partied after.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, we need another bottle of Jameson for the house.
Okay. I'll do that next time.
No, I'm just saying so we can actually have the option of maybe drinking one of ours soon. We keep meaning to do a drunk episode, just so you people know. We haven't done it yet. We keep meaning to.
I think I want to do that on episode 100, and we try to do 100 shots of beer in 100 minutes.
All right.
And
we have to wait a year to do it, though.
Hopefully not.
I was like, we got to do it. 75, come on.
I'd say we could do it at 60, maybe, because then that's power hour. But, I mean, that's coming up, so we'd be doing that, like, next month or whatever.
That is a good point.
But, yeah, so I haven't been able to watch it either. But on Comics, Booze, and Profanity, if you listen to that episode, we talked about Deadpool. Because that movie just came out, right?
Yeah, that's the one thing we've had time to do.
Yeah, because it's a movie we could just kill 2 hours and just watch it.
Well, no, because on my only day off, like I said, Saturday, I went and saw it.
Okay, cool.
After I got done running the errands, I said I just ran, then I went and saw Deadpool.
So I think we have a lot of crossover in people, our crossover and fans between our podcasts a little bit. So let's go with what did you think about it, Derek?
It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I was fucking laughing so much. It's like, I mean, I don't know what I was expecting anyways, but it's like, it's just for some reason, like, I guess I was expecting a lot of violence, which it had, but I wasn't expecting to laugh so much. I was expecting to laugh a good amount, but it was like nonstop laughs.
Right? But it wasn't like, I thought it was going to be crappy jokes. Like, I thought it was just going to be like, oh, I'm obnoxious to get it. That's funny.
Like, wah, wah. No, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like cheesy, like, oh, I'm breaking the fourth wall. Get it? Yeah. Like, here's a Hello Kitty doll. but it, like, they toned a lot of that shit down. Because in the comics, that's the, like, the biggest complaint about that character in the comics is, like, he does that way too much. And it's kind of, like, cheesy and goofy.
Then he breaks the fourth wall?
He's just like, it's just too much, and it's like lazy comedy writing. I mean, I know our friend Lantern on CBNP would say that that's his biggest gripe against Deadpool. It's just like, it's just lazy comedy writing. It's just like, oh, get it? Oh, I have a Hello Kitty slippers on or whatever, you know? And they had that in the movie, but like, it was definitely like way toned down, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he broke the fourth wall a lot, but it, like, they do it like to a point where it makes sense.
Well, they did a lot of points for story reference, though, too. He'd be like explaining certain characters or something, or he'd be explaining something that's happening in the scene. He'd be breaking the fourth wall to tell us stuff, not to just say a gag.
Yeah.
So,
but he was serious about telling the story too.
It right. Wasn't like exactly.
He wasn't breaking the fourth wall to make fun of the movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like this is the dumb part where like the hero has to meet the girl or whatever, and like they kind of took it seriously, and then like. The funniness was around it. It was like in the character himself. And that was great. I liked it.
I'm already saying that going fast forwarding 20 years from now, that this is going to be the movie that Ryan Reynolds is going to be known for.
Finally, right?
Like, but you know how like people are always known for something like, you know, he's not going to be known for, you know, Ryan Reynolds' obnoxious random shit. He's going to be known for, you know, the Van Wilder guy or whatever the fuck people call him now. I don't know what people call him now, actually, but...
Before Deadpool.
Green Lantern, maybe.
Yeah, and then probably Van Wilder guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, he had that rom-com, like, stretch of movies or whatever. Yeah,
this is definitely going to be his thing. Like, he could... Even though they're saying they're working on a second one, he could never make another one, and this is what he's going to be known for. It doesn't matter, I think, what he does after this watch.
But he wants to do this till he dies.
Oh, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, theoretically, if for some reason they never make another one, this is what he's going to be known for.
I mean, there's never been such a fit since Hugh Jackman and Wolverine, you know? And then it's X-Men's next thing since he's going to be done with that and like after his next movie. So.
I love all the Wolverine jokes. Oh, my God, those were so... Yeah. Oh, sorry, it was more like Hugh Jackman jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was just nonstop.
Especially the ending. Like when he takes off his mask and it's Hugh Jackman's face from the People magazine.
That was so great. And then the beginning though, even with the Green Lantern card that he had.
Yeah, yeah.
There was so many fucking jabs at Green Lantern in that movie. It was mm-hmm. great. Oh my God. It was just
even at himself when he was talking to the blind lady in his house and he's like, "You think Ryan Reynolds got as far as he did because of his great acting skill or whatever?"
On a random note, I thought that just because I've been watching her for a really long time, I thought Miranda Bachrann, who played his love interest, like, I think it's maybe the best thing she's ever done.
Really?
For me. I mean, I know she did the seriousness, badassness of Homeland, but I don't know. Like, she's one of those actresses that I feel she kind of plays the same type.
Yeah.
Like, she plays that very... sometimes monotone or sometimes very
that's what her character in Firefly was.
Oh, I mean, really?
She still had like a little bit of depth because it's Joss Whedon, but yeah, for the most part she was like the classy like hooker, because hookers in that universe are like classy,
okay,
or whatever, like the escort, or I forgot the name for it, but yeah, but it was still kind of monotone and like, and then, I mean, as monotone as Joss Whedon gets or whatever.
Well, it's just she's always very toned down, and like her characters are usually very calm and like,
yeah,
together.
She was all right in Homeland, but she wasn't given much to do.
No, but I'll say, but she's on Gotham now, and then she was on that show V. I was a big fan of that. She was the big baddie in V. But she's always,
She had short hair, right?
Yeah. But she's always like these very classy, like, well. Spoken characters and stuff, you know. And this one, she was, for lack of a better word, more real. She was very animated. She had a lot of emotion. She had a lot of different levels. She played the happy, you know, girl to him, and then she played the frantic part where, like, fucking when she's in trouble, and like then she had a lot of depression when he goes away, and like, I don't know, she had a lot of levels and a lot to work with and stuff, and I really liked it.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to the writers, the real heroes here, like the title card says or whatever. I remember the credits where it says,
oh my God, that was the best credit sequence ever.
But yeah, like
I don't understand. I almost don't understand how someone didn't already think of that. That's like when you watch it, like, how has nobody else done this? Or maybe they haven't. We just never saw it. But like, I'm sitting here watching. I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. The best one, of course, was when the director himself put overpaid douchebag.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, I loved it when it said the writers, the real heroes here.
Oh, of course you did. Yeah.
Which makes me think that they wrote it into the script, maybe.
Something like that, yeah. I'm wondering if, like, that...
Unless the director was like, oh, you guys are cool, and I'm not.
Something like that, I'm wondering, like, if that was, like, a random person came up with that, or if it was written in the script that way, or if the director came up with it. Like, someone had to have come up with that idea, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it was genius. But, yeah, they gave her a lot to work with. And, I mean, obviously, I mean, maybe not obviously to people who don't know. I had to look it up after, but she is a mutant and becomes a mutant, and her name's Copycat. And so she has, like, I guess the powers of, like, Rogue without having to, like, be crazy with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea.
So
that maybe that's a possible thing for the sequels.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I figured that I just do that shit after, like, Marvel movies now. It's like anyone that has a name, like, they could be a hero. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, even all the DC TV we watch or whatever. So, yeah, I looked it up after, and she's a mutant. So,
oh, shit.
So they did a good job. I mean, I think that'd be fucking badass if she gets to play.
Like, well, that's cool that she's going to come back then.
Yeah.
Or she should come back, sorry.
what do you think about the villain? We had Ajax. Francis. Yeah, that's my one gripe with the movie or whatever.
They really didn't. I mean, it's funny because he was the focus for him. For his, like, revenge or for his anger and stuff and everything. But screen time, he's not really a villain much in it.
Yeah.
Except in the end.
We only see him be villainous towards them, towards Deadpool and the girl, right?
Like, but I'm saying even sort of, because there's so much of him, like, they have the whole thing with him courting her and their relationship, and then... There's the thing with his origin and stuff, which, you know, the Doctor is, Ajax is a part of. But I'm saying, like, there's so much that goes on in the movie of his origin and stuff that the guy has nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Like, he really doesn't have screen time until, like, the last half hour when he finally, like, is trying to track him down and they have their slugfest.
Yeah, and his powers are only explained through dialogue or whatever. He's like, oh, I just can't feel anything or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
there was nothing wrong with the actor. Just like it was a very
no,
like,
no.
Did you research? Was that actually what the person that happened and all that?
No, I didn't look that guy up. But apparently, it's fine.
Okay, I'm just curious.
But yeah, I think
just like really because I'm like, well, I guess I'm saying in the sense of like, I hope that is actually the actual guy that is responsible for him because otherwise he's kind of a boring villain. Like,
yeah, right.
I really wish they could have wrote someone better unless that's actually how the guy is. Mm-hmm. If that's how the story went and everything, then I'm okay with it. But if they actually, that's all they could come up with, then I'm just like, really? You guys couldn't come up with something better?
Yeah, right. He wasn't very villainous.
But it was one of those movies though. Like, I remember I talked about it on, actually our last one. When we were talking about our favorite movies, and it's kind of like straight out of Compton in the sense of like, I really couldn't find anything to not like about this movie.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head that was like, oh, I didn't like this. I didn't like that. Like, not really. I think there was like one point. Oh, the only thing I could even try to nitpick, and I can't even see how you could get away from it though, is the time jump thing kind of bothered me a bit.
What do you mean? What part?
Between the fight on the bridge and they kept time jumping between his origin and the time jump on the bridge.
Oh, it bothered you because you couldn't follow it? Or
it just, they kept, I don't know, it's just like, they kept, I feel like the increments they chose to use, I didn't like. Like, the amount of time, I feel either they should have spent more time just on the origin or more time on the bridge. They kept going back and forth too much for me.
Really?
I just didn't feel it was necessary.
I liked it.
But it had nothing to do with me liking the movie. It was just a thing of like, you know, all of a sudden they would pull us out of the origin and he'd be talking on the bridge again. I'm like, oh, all right, shut up. All right, back to this. And then they go back. All right, yeah. I'm like, it's, I guess because I was so involved in the origin story, I just wanted them to stick with it. The going back to the bridge thing was not interesting to me. I'm just like, yeah, no. Like, I kind of wish they just would have played one out longer than the other or something, you know?
Well, they do for a while. Like, when he gets to the part where he got the cancer... They find out he has cancer, then he goes to to go to the place to become Deadpool or whatever.
Right.
That lasts pretty long or whatever. That kind of like, that was like my gripe with it, actually. I kind of like the going back and forth because like it kept at the pace, and then like that whole origin story structure is like done to death, you know? Like, oh, okay, so this is where the part where like he gets the power or whatever, and like this is where the part where like he gets his little montage. And I like that they broke it up with him. We get to see him be Deadpool for like most of the movie, really.
No, I wouldn't have wanted to wait, you know, 90 minutes to see him be Deadpool. That's why I'm glad they bothered to show him in the beginning, because yeah, otherwise we'd be sitting there the whole time waiting to see what Deadpool looks like. But I'm just saying, like, there's it's just like a different spots or different lengths. I don't, like I said, I don't know how to say it exactly. I'd have to sit down and actually figure it out, but it's just like there was times when they would go back to the bridge and I'm like, oh, and I didn't want to. I'm just like, no, okay, I liked where we were going, why we have to go back to this, you know?
Yeah, that's what that one part where like he goes through his whole like origin or whatever at the Weapon X program. I'm guessing that's what that was. Like, that was kind of paced weird because that was like a long stretch of time where like we weren't going back to the bridge, and I was like, wow, this is a lot of like heaviness all at once.
Yeah.
And I get why we needed to do that, because we needed to feel like how serious it is or whatever for him. Like, we needed the stakes to be brought up, but like the movie was on such a fun clip until then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like action, comedy.
Yeah.
And then like flashback, but it's still comedy, you know? And then like we get that whole stretch where it's just like, all right, he's getting tortured, and like it's like tough to watch or whatever.
Yeah,
and then I think that's like a good amount of time before we get back to like after all that, because he gets that Weapon X shit happens, and then we see him try to go after her for the first time when he's like all fucked up.
Yeah,
his face is fucked up. So like, yeah, I thought one more cut could have been cool in there, you know. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
like the pacing was weird.
But that was it. That was the only thing I didn't like. Everything else I was good at. I couldn't think of anything else not to like.
You stay after the credits?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't need to, but I mean, it was fine. It was funny.
But it's cool that...
Because it's something like... Isn't it online or something?
Yeah, it's online.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. And it is like not really worth it to watch when you can just watch it on YouTube. But it's cool that they're fucking going with cable for the next one.
That is so weird that they already are announcing what they're doing for the sequel without even writing the sequel. Like, I saw a thing that they've just now started writing the script.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, actually, because I'm getting reports that, like, they just started writing it or whatever, like, right before it came out. But then something else, I saw a headline, I didn't really read the article lately, or when I saw it, but it said that, like, oh, they're kind of really into the script already. But, I think it's just what Ryan Reynolds wanted to do, because when he was introduced to the character of Deadpool, it was in a Deadpool and Cable comic book or whatever, because his name was mentioned in it, and that's right. When he like fell in love with Deadpool, when he saw like Deadpool in the comic make a reference to Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that's funny.
And yeah, so I know he's been like, he's apparently, we just wanted to do a Deadpool Cable thing for a long time. So I think that's just what it was.
So he's been bent on it forever. So there's just like, look, this is what we're doing for the second one.
Yeah, because he's one of the producers on it. So,
oh, well, like I'm a firm believer that this project never would have happened if it wasn't for him.
Oh, no,
beyond acting wise. But I mean, the amount that they said that he's been pushing this himself and been personally involved in stuff, like his Hollywoodness, yeah, is, I think, the reason this thing happened.
What is it, for like 8 years is the joke?
Fuck, I don't even know.
Yeah. Because he, like, there's all those reports of him walking off the set with the Deadpool costume, and like the costume designer was like, don't you want to take that off or whatever? He was like, nope, I've been waiting to do this for like 8 years or something. I'm like, I'm fucking keeping the costume or whatever, which is cool.
There it is.
Someone scored a goal. Yeah. Derek Streamy has this like little hockey goal thing that goes off every time. Is it synced to any particular game or
the Ducks
team?
The Ducks, I believe.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's fucking annoying as hell.
So it's like connected to the internet, so it knows.
It's Bluetooth, I think, or something.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, this like fucking hockey thing goes off every time.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm only bringing this up on the podcast because I'm too lazy to edit this out tonight.
I think it's actually funny. Like, someone here's like, "What the fuck was that?" You know, that's the first thing they're thinking. Yeah, someone gave it to him as a present, and like him and his girlfriend and I fucking hate it. Like, we can't stand it. Like, and he thinks it's so funny every time they go, oh, we're just like, it's so annoying.
How many times does that thing go off when he's actually watching a hockey game?
That's the thing that's funny. It never goes off when he's here. It only goes off when her and I are home. When he's home, it never goes off. So he never even has to deal with it.
So it's there just to troll you guys.
I think so. I swear to God.
That's so funny.
Anyways, I was going to say, the initial things that they're saying, though, is Ron Perlman maybe for Cable. Interesting.
What's his name? What is really campaigning for it, the guy that was in Avatar?
Yeah, I saw that. But my problem with him is he's too small.
Yeah, that's
Cable is a big motherfucker.
He did it, like, he posted a picture when he tweeted that out at the gym, so I think he's trying to prove himself. He's like, I'm doing it, guys. But I could see Ron Perlman, that'd be badass.
Ron Perlman is a tall, big guy. So, yeah. The only thing that I can see that being a problem with is sometimes when someone's already one character, hello, boy. That sometimes they don't want to have him be another character.
But I mean, Green Lantern and Deadpool.
Yeah, but everyone hated Green Lantern, so he wanted to redeem himself.
Yeah, that's true.
Hellboy's like a big thing that people actually like. So, yeah, but and I don't see... And
it
I don't
has like more of a cult following.
Though. And I don't see... I'm not saying in the sense of Ron Perlman, but I'm saying like maybe the studio will not want him, is what I'm saying.
Oh, maybe.
I'm sure he'll be fine with it. He's an actor. He wants to act. But like I can see the studio being like, no, he's already established as someone and we don't want to use him. Like...
At this point, though, the studio should just let him do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, unless they feel they can find someone better.
The studio can find someone better?
Yeah. But, like, it's funny when, you know, you see people put certain people up and you go, that's perfect. You know, like, I'm like, he would work really well.
I mean, they've had the biggest R-rated opening ever, so I think they have, like, the clout to be like, no, fuck you guys.
Is that what it's up to? Biggest R-rating opening ever?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
On the weekend.
That's nuts.
130 million domestically. It's pretty crazy for an R-rated movie.
Did you see all the... I'm sure you did. Did you see all that... I don't even know if it's necessarily considered a meme, but that one where it shows all the openings for fucking Captain America and Batman and everything, and then it shows Deadpool, and Deadpool like destroyed them. I'm like, how the fuck did that happen?
Oh, there's a lot of things. I mean, those... Like, the Batman thing, like, they were coming off Batman and Robin, and no one knew Christopher Nolan was going to be able to do a big Batman movie. If they put the Dark Knight on that meme, it would have been, like, it would have blown Deadpool out
of
the water.
Yeah, I ignored the Batman one, but, like, the Captain America one even, and, like, I forget
the... Well, same thing. Captain America was in, like, a big... He was known to people, but people weren't big fans of Captain America, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just crazy, like, all those movies, I was like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it is funny how far we've come. And then this is a fucking R-rated movie.
They were also
the X-Men universe.
They were very fucking smart. They're like, oh, we're going to put out in February when there's nothing.
On Valentine's Day.
And like, there's nothing out to compete with them. Like, no one gave a shit. Like, Zoolander was, like, the only thing.
Yeah, right.
And no one cared.
And then their marketing was genius.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of great fucking ads and a lot of fucking hilarious. So, yeah.
Yeah, solid. I can't wait till Deadpool 2, and I think it's going to happen sooner than later because they're already starting it now.
Well, what do you think, 2017, 2018?
Probably 2018, yeah. I think.
Because they got to write it for 2016, then they'll actually put production into 2017, then have it come out in 2018.
Yeah, and then Ryan Reynolds is already moving on to his next project, some space thing or whatever. I forgot what it's called. Yeah, but I mean, it is another project, so I guess he's going to do one more big thing and then go back to Deadpool. Maybe end of 2017, if anything.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. Hey, on a random thing.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars started shooting.
Oh, yeah. Episode 8 started shooting earlier this week, I think, last week.
Yeah. Sorry.
So that's cool.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I know it's fucking ridiculously far away, but just to know that, like...
Next year. Next Christmas.
Well, no, but I'm saying that, like, you know, it's going to take them probably 6 months to shoot, and, like, you know, who knows if we're even going to see any footage at Comic-Con or anything, but, like, I don't know. I'm just excited to know that it's already started. Like, it's different when it's just like, oh, yeah, well, it's coming, and nothing's happening, though, and they just talk about it. It's like, okay, now we know they're actually doing it.
Yeah.
So we might actually, like, see, I don't care, stills, footage, I don't care, stuff.
John Boyega already tweeted that he's already in love with Rian Johnson.
And oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, he's sweet. Like really down with what he's doing on the movie or whatever, so that's cool.
Nice.
Two of my favies.
One of my friends just went and saw it yesterday, and we totally made fun of him. Like, oh, well, Mr. Johnny come lately, fucking.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
For the first time?
Well, no. But like the Force Awakens, not Star Wars.
No, I know, but still.
We've been making fun of him all year.
What?
Yeah. I was like, really, fucking dude? Like, how do you take 3 months to go see this movie? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Is he not a big fan of Star Wars?
No, he is. He's just, I don't know. I think...
He's not a big fan of movies?
I think he was being a big sissy and fucking didn't want to go by himself, and like everyone he knew had already seen it or something.
Oh. well, shit. I'm sure a lot of them would have saw it again or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. The funny thing is he went and saw that and Deadpool in the same day. He did like a double feature.
Which did he see first?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I would see Deadpool first.
But that's a really fucking interesting double feature to give yourself.
Yeah, it is. It's like too much of two different things.
Yeah, I know. That's a whole lot of shit blowing up, that's for sure.
So, yeah. Deadpool, solid movie.
Yes.
We're in this weird time where, like, everything that we could talk about is coming up later on. What do you got going on soon? You want to lay out for the audience what they have to look forward to?
For
us talking about, or just in general that they could do?
Yeah, if by chance you are in the L.A. or even Southern California area, there's a thing we go to every year called Paley Fest, which, you know, this guy named Dominic listening to knows nothing about. But anyways.
Does Dominic still listen to our podcast?
Yeah.
Hey, Dominic.
The one guy that's consistently still listening to our podcast. Who knows if anyone else is. But we can always concentrate on that one download. It's going to be Dominic. But anyways, it's done in Hollywood. And it's about 2 weeks long. And it's based on solely around TV shows. And every day they have a different panel with a different TV show. And they bring out the actors, directors, creators, whatever. And they basically sit there and talk about the show. And they do a Q&A at the end where the audience can interact and stuff. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and sometimes they screen the episode. Sometimes they screen exclusive stuff.
Yes, sometimes you get, sometimes you'll get, like, if it's a show that's been gone for a long time, they'll show the first new episode of the new season, or even if it's something that, like, you know, you see it on a, let's say, a Thursday and the show airs on a Monday, they'll, like, hey, you guys can watch the episode 4 days early, you know, stuff like that. It's really cool. Or sometimes if it's a show that's even maybe just in pre-production, you'll get like a small clip of like 4 minutes or something of upcoming footage. So, you know, and a lot of times they'll sit there and the shows will talk about the upcoming season. If it's something in production, they'll talk about the upcoming season, stuff that's going to happen in the next, you know, because TV generally ends around April, May. So they'll talk about the way the seasons maybe get to end or stuff that's coming up. Or if it's a show that comes maybe in the summer, then they'll sit there and they'll talk about the whole season and all the stuff coming up, you know. So it's really informative and really fun. And I have a lot of friends that go to it and I always have a great fucking time, even though, unfortunately, it's kind of expensive.
Unfortunately, I can't go this year because of bullshit. It's not bullshit.
Do you even have any you wanted to go to? You didn't say anything. I didn't think you had any you were interested in.
I mean, there's a few things that I kind of casually would want to go to, but nothing big. Is there any big thing you can lost last year?
Like a big reunion 2 years, one? 2 years,
yeah, ago?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. It's kind of a weak lineup, honestly, but it's like there are popular shows that are being done. Supergirl, Fear the Walking Dead, Scream Queens, AHS, all that stuff's like really big, huge fan bases, you know. The beauty of it is, if for some reason you do not live in the Southern California area or just don't want to fucking pay the money, they live stream all of them. So when it happens, all you have to do is just go to the Paley Center website and keep track of when everything's airing or presenting, look at the dates and stuff, and they live stream all the panels, so you can just sit at home and watch them on your computer and you don't have to move.
And some of the moderators pull from Twitter, so you could tweet them questions. And actually
some of the moderators are really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they've had Jimmy Kimmel on. They've had Piers Morgan on. They've had Aisha Tyler. Like, they get some really funny people on there, so.
Yeah, and then you could interact with them, too, depending if they're down to, like, pull Twitter questions from Twitter.
That's true. That's true.
To ask the panel or whatever.
Yeah. So then that's in March. But then at the end of March, we have WonderCon coming up.
WonderCon. Los Angeles, finally. Have they been in LA
before?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, this one's at now they are out of Anaheim, and it's funny. They went from San Francisco to Anaheim. Now they're in Los Angeles. I guess this thing just moves around. But
that's around the 25th, I think. 25th, 26th.
I think so, yeah. But without having, I honestly have not seen shit for details or anything, but it's always a good time. If you have never gone and you have any interest, it's really inexpensive. It's, I think, only like $30 a day or something. It's not the craziness of the big Comic-Con. It's way more mellow. It keeps growing every year, so it is getting a little crazy. You're not going to go there and just be able to walk into every panel or walk into every signing. You're still going to have to, there's still lines and there's still crowds, but it's not to the insanity of people sleeping outside for 3 days and shit.
You think they'll be able to pull bigger names for their panels because it's in LA and it's like right
I
here?
Think so.
Yeah, me too.
I think so, because they won't have to drive. Even that, you know, even that hour.
It's just an hour to Anaheim.
Yeah, but even, I'm sure some people, like, you know, they're busy. They got shit to do. It's like, oh, well, if I drive an hour and a half down there, I got to drive an hour and a half back, and, like, I don't have time to do that. If it's someone that can just, like, drive, you know, if it's in downtown, Hollywood's, what, a half hour away?
Yeah.
45 with traffic, maybe? Like, that makes a probably huge difference if someone wants to come and just promote their shit really quick and then head back to their house or, like, you know, I can see some of these stars being lazy. They're, like, sitting in their nice Hollywood homes, like, you want me to drive all the way to Anaheim? Nah, I don't feel like going.
Now they could just Uber it to L.A.
Yeah. It's funny because there's so many people that are so anti it being in L.A. and so many people that are pissed off about it being in L.A. because, like, oh, Anaheim's so nice and the convention center there's so pretty and wonderful and I love it there. And it's like, I totally relate to anyone that does not live in L.A., but the thing that I keep saying, if you do live in L.A., you're fucking thrilled because all we have to do is take the train down.
Yep.
Don't have to park. Just get off at the stop, walk across the street, and bam, it's right there. Do you have any idea how much us L.A. people are fucking loving this? We're thrilled. Everyone else, Orange County, I think it mainly is all the Orange County people are pissed off is what I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough for us to even want to go multiple days last year because we didn't want to get a hotel, and we also didn't want to drive back and forth, you know?
It's fucking ridiculous. Like, I've gone, I think,
because it feels too close to get a hotel. And then it like feels, it's still far enough.
Well, I unfortunately, coincidence, almost always have to work. So a lot of times what I do is I go to fucking WonderCon all day and then I actually go to work afterwards without sleeping. And it's fucking brutal. Trust me. It hurts. But
yeah, now
that's what you got
to
do.
Now if you have to do that, you don't have to drive all the way out there.
Yeah. And like, I think I've been going for 4 years. I'm not sure. However long it's been in Anaheim I've been going. But the traffic is ridiculous. And I'm not talking getting there. I'm talking about, like, so if you don't know the geography of the Anaheim Convention Center, it is right next to Disneyland. So you have all these tourists and people that are going to Disneyland, and then you have thousands of people going to WonderCon. It is a fucking nightmare. Okay? There's times that I have cruised down. I shit you not on this, too. There's times I have cruised down there, gotten down there in about less than an hour from L.A., and then I have spent like 45 minutes to an hour just trying to park because you get off that exit and it's just gridlocked and you can't even get to the fucking parking lot because they use the Disneyland parking lot for people to park at mainly. And you can't even get to the parking lot to park at because it's just so fucking packed with like everyone trying to get into both facilities. It's ridiculous. It sucks.
Yeah, Disneyland's busy on a regular day.
Yeah.
So it's just like adding a huge ass convention. Even if it's not as big as like Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's still a con, and it's still pretty big, you know?
So, I love the Anaheim Convention Center. I think it is very nice. I think it's probably nicer than the LA Convention Center. If you take building-wise, I would rather have the Anaheim Convention Center, but for the sheer sake of convenience, I am loving this, because it's going to make me want to go more, and I'm going to have less physical wear and tear on myself to go. Like, yeah, I'm literally right. Just going to be able to, like, leave my house, take a half-hour ride on a train and get there, and then when it's over, I can do the same thing and head back. It's going to be amazing. Instead of having to get up, drive for an hour, and sit in traffic to get a parking spot and blah, blah, blah. Like, there's times you have to get there over an hour early just so you can try to get into the parking lot because the Disneyland parking lot gets full, and then you got to try to find one of the lots, surrounding lots to pay for and stuff, and then there's that headache of having to drive around and look for one. And just look, I feel for the people that live outside of LA, but I'm sorry, we're happy.
Yeah, no, I'm fucking stoked. I'm so glad.
So,
yeah, and then we have after that, we have ATX in June.
Yes, yes, Dominic.
Then,
yes,
and then snowballs to Comic Con, all the Comic Con. Right?
I just have to talk about ATX really quick because the biggest thing that they've announced that I am so happy is they are having a full fledged fucking Friday Night Lights reunion, and I am so fucking excited. They have not announced any cast, but the fact that they are even bothering to say it is a Friday Night's reunion gives me massive hope because a lot of the people that were on Friday Night Lights actually still live in Austin or still have houses in Austin. So it's really easy for a lot of them to show up. Plus the thing with Friday Night Lights is it's one of those shows that, kind of like, I don't want to say Friends. I mean, I guess kind of like Friends. I'm trying to think of something else. But where a lot of the cast were really close as people when they shot it, and they're all still genuine friends, and a lot of them still interact with each other and stuff. So the fact of them doing a reunion, and because they all like each other, makes me think that they're all going to be there for each other to want to show up. Like, they're going to actually want to be there.
Oh, that's cool.
So the only thing I can see getting in the way is maybe if people have obviously work commitments.
Yeah.
But I think on the sense of like, like, they had the Lost reunion at Paley Fest, and some people didn't show up, and it's like, I know I've seen enough gossip and bullshit over the years that a lot of the cast don't like each other. Like, a lot of the people just do not care for each other. A lot of them were glad to leave the show or glad to leave certain actors did not get along and stuff, and this is not that type of thing. So I'm very hopeful that it's going to be pretty damn awesome.
You think they all fucked each other?
Well, we know Dominic Monaghan and Evangeline Lilly did.
No, I mean, I'm thinking Friday Night Lights because they're all young. And
oh, like I'm sure some of them did. I've never read of anything, honestly, but I mean, come on. I'm sure they just came. Are you trying to tell me they were in Austin for like months at a time and they're all pretty people and none of them ever had sex ever? Come on now. Let's be logical here.
So this is going to be bigger than the normal thing that they do for the Friday Night Lights in at ATX?
Cause yes.
You could hear it on our episode before because we've talked about ATX before, but they usually do this thing at it's a bar, right? Where they just have like a little party.
They do a tailgate. They do it in a parking lot of like a bar slash hotel. I think it's a slash hotel. But anyways, they do it in a giant parking lot, and they set up a big old screen, and they screen an episode, and then they have like vendors there that like sell food or clothing or whatever, and it's like and then they have the cast show up. It's like a big old to do, and it's really cool. But they said this is the last year. They're combining it with the anniversary of the Friday Night Lights reunion that this is the last year that they're going to do the parking lot thing too.
Oh, so is that going to be a tailgate for the actual reunion?
That's what I'm wondering. Are they going to try to do a panel? Are they going to try to just do the tailgate of this reunion? Or are they doing both? Are they doing a panel then the tailgate? I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right? Either way, I'm fucking excited. I'm so excited. Every year they always have one big thing that they announce is like their headlining tentpole thing. And like, I don't think they're going to get anything bigger than this. They are doing
Last year was Gilmore Girls, famously,
which was ridiculous. They are doing, though,
and now that's coming back on Netflix,
which they were already talking about when they were there, but they're doing last year they did a reading of the pilot for Dawson's Creek.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And they had all these other random actors play other people's roles as they read it. But Kevin Williams and the creator was the what do you call the person that reads the stuff?
The narrator?
Yeah, there you go. And he read all the actions and stuff, like, you know, oh, so and so goes into this room and sits down, whatever. But him being there for his own project and the anniversary of
goal.
I know people have gotta be like, this is so weird. Yeah, see, doesn't it sound annoying? I bet you it does sound annoying to you too, huh? See, I know. Think what I have to deal with. Can't wait till hockey season's over. Anyways, but so he read his own. He was able to narrate and sit there and watch all these actors do his own pilot, which must have been awesome for him. And but this year they're doing the OC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Which I'm kind of curious who they're going to get to play those roles. And it should be funny. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
For any random people, if by chance you're a fan, I was a huge, huge, huge fan of The Shield. From the show from FX that Michael Chiklis was on, and they are doing a writer's reunion panel, which maybe to some people doesn't sound interesting, but that show had some badass motherfuckers that came off of it. Kurt Sutter, who, you know, has done Sons of Anarchy now and everything, is really famous for that. He was one of the writers. And then Glenn Bezerra, who was on The Walking Dead when it first started out, who has since gone on other things, but was there in the beginning. He was on it. And then, of course, Sean Ryan, who's done tons of TV shows like Terriers, Chicago Code. He's got one on Netflix right now called Mad Dogs. If you haven't watched any of his shows, unfortunately, he has not had the success since The Shield, but his stuff is all great and amazing, and all his stuff should not get canceled, and it does, and it's horrible. But all these guys are going to be together, plus other writers and stuff, too, and I'm really excited.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be hearing from our friends when you go to ATX, right? Like, probably Dominic, maybe we'll record something.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, now that we Now that we have gotten a little bit better with our technology, maybe we can do we can air one back over here with you or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that off mic.
Yeah, it's like no one wants to hear about our production meeting. But that's the beginning of June. Yes. So yeah, so that's March full of shit, fucking June. Then there's even I don't have any details on this, but there's a like a horror convention or something in Texas. I know Texas again. In the beginning of May. And I'm actually thinking of going. I wanted to go last year, but the problem is it's so close to ATX. It's like I can't afford to go to Texas twice in 2 months, but I'm working so fucking much, I might. I think I might be able to afford it. I don't know. But it's a show, too, where they get a lot of celebrities and stuff there. And but it's, like, random because it's in Texas, and there's, like, people that are, like, you would think live in L.A. and stuff, and they, for some reason, this show gets a lot of, like, they've gotten people from Walking Dead. They've get a lot of old school horror people from classic movies and stuff. Like this year, they're getting one of the members of KISS, Peter Criss, the drummer, is going to be there. They get a lot of like really big known people in this convention all the way in Texas. So I really want to go if I can.
That's pretty crazy.
I can't remember what it's called.
Is it the first year they're doing it or
this convention? No. They've done it several years.
Okay.
But like I said, I always go to ATX. This will be my third year going to ATX. So it's always at the same time. It's always within 30 days. So it's like, I can't afford two trips like that.
Yeah.
But I have a friend of mine, he goes every year. So I always see his Facebook posts every year from the pictures of all the people he gets to meet. And I'm like, God damn you. Like, like I want to fucking go.
So yeah, that's what you have to look forward to. And then obviously we're going to talk about the Oscars when that comes up.
Yes.
And maybe we should do like a music episode sometime so we could talk about all the shows that we're going to this year and like all the people we're going to see.
Oh, I thought you were... I thought you were talking about something like we were just going to sit down and fucking bullshit about fucking new music releases or something. And I'm like, Mike, when are we going to start doing that? Concerts, yes, all for it. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we could talk about like why we like these bands or whatever, but yeah,
right. But there's
a couple of people.
It's one of those things that like there's always, I'm just speaking for me right now. You can tell me how yours is, but there's always a stint. There's no particular time of the year. It could be, you know, whatever. You know, it's fall, summer, whatever. But there's always a good, like, 3 or 4 months where I go to a shitload of concerts.
Oh, really?
That's how it happens. Yeah, like, just all of a sudden, like, there'll be a whole bunch of bands that I want to see or singers or whatever that happen within consecutive 2-3 months. And it just, like, I cannot go to one for, like, 4 months, and then all of a sudden I'll go to, like, you know, one every week for, like, 2 months or something. And it's just how it happens. It just always happens that way. And it looks like it's already possibly happening this way again.
Yeah, I mean, this year, like, a lot of my favorite bands are playing. So I haven't even had confirmation on a couple of them yet, but we have tickets for the other one, so it should be fun. And we'll talk about more about that on whatever music episode that we do, or actually talk about bands we like and stuff.
Yeah, bands we like
because we never really talked about bands. I think we could do a thing where we could play music on the podcast because we have a little more equipment now, so we could actually share that with
and you also
guys.
No one listens to our podcast, so who's gonna know about it to bust us for copyright?
I mean, we won't play it like a radio station.
No, but I'm saying, like, who's ever going to find out we played it?
Yeah,
it's like, I've always said since episode one, if we play anything that's copyrighted, I invite someone to actually know who we are enough to fucking come after us. Like, I would love to know that we're actually out there enough that someone heard us play their copyright infringement material enough to come after us.
Yeah, I'm always afraid about bots because I know that people could do that too. Like they just sense the waveforms or whatever, just like how Shazam works.
What? Explain. Yeah. For us non-techie people who are stupid like me.
I haven't been caught, but I've been like, I've downloaded a movie before from a friend, guys. And I put it on a flash drive and put it in my PS3. And like something where like since my PS3 was connected to the internet, it... Like when I was playing Looper and like it was able to sense that I was playing Looper because of like the files or the waveforms of the audio.
What?
And it like turned it off. Like the file like shut down.
What?
And I couldn't hear the audio. So there might be some like crawling bot that's like just sensing, like Shazamming the whole internet.
That's
crazy. To like find waveforms. But as long as we talk over the music, we'll be fine.
Fucking technology though. Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
So like they don't even actually have to have someone like trolling through videos or audio files. Like they just put some little thing out there and like, yeah, here, do the work for us, dog.
Yeah, some
algorithm. Some little sniffing pit bulls out there.
Yeah. I mean, if the NSA could spy on all of America all at once, I'm sure.
No, I know, but that's like a that's like the, you know, national security. That, I guess that to me makes sense. But the fact that entertainment companies can have the same technology trips me out.
Yeah, they probably pulled all the resources together, and that's probably more funding than the NSA has ever gotten right? in their lives.
On a random note, just because we're kind of on the subject, I had a friend of mine a long, long time ago. He had a his producing partner had a meeting with J.J. Abrams about some they were going to do some TV movie or something or some documentary series. I honestly can't remember. It was so long ago. But it was crazy that the guy got home and from the meeting, and he put up on Facebook, he's like, oh, guess who just had a big meeting with J.J. Abrams? Oh, it went so well. I'm so happy. He didn't even talk about what the project was. He just put J.J.'s name in the post and said, you know, that he had a great meeting with him. His fucking people called him back in a couple hours and said, yeah, can you please take that down? J.J. doesn't like his, it's very,
secretive
about his personal life, and he doesn't like people talking about what he's doing and stuff, and you know, so can you take that down? I was like, whoa.
That's pretty crazy,
right? I was like, wow. I was like, damn, that should, they're fucking on it.
So yeah, maybe we won't do that music episode.
Oh, stop it.
But yeah, but is there anything else you wanted to get to before we stopped?
On a random thing, just because we always like try to throw in new stuff we're watching or new stuff we're into. I've been watching that show Billions on Showtime.
Oh yeah.
I can't figure out if I like it or not though.
So Paul Giamatti, who's the other guy in it? And it's directed by someone too. Derek doesn't remember names.
No, Malin Ackerman and oh my god, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name right now. The guy who plays Brody on fucking Homeland.
Oh fuck, I forgot.
I know, we're both like totally at this exact moment to brain farting on his name. Oh my god.
Damian Lewis.
Yes. Sorry. Huge fan of his. Oh my god, I don't know.
Oh, and it's created by Brian Koppelman, who did Rounders and all that stuff.
Yeah, Mike would know that. I didn't know that part. But anyways, I'm not sure about the show. So it's basically about Damian Lewis plays this billionaire who is one of those guys. I know there's a term for it. He's basically one of those guys that goes out there and gobbles up little companies.
Okay.
I know there's a term for that. But anyways, yeah, he's got a big-ass company. He goes up and gobbles up little companies. And not like he's a complete asshole, but it's just like, it's not like he goes in there and fires everyone, but it's just like he's a guy that just, he knows what he's doing business-wise, and he just keeps making more money. He plays the stock market a lot, and he made his money from the stock market. And Paul Giamatti plays the attorney general. And he, they sense that there's Damian Lewis's character has been doing everything illegally, or he's been getting tips or something, or like basically he's, you know, did not make himself an honest man out of his money. So they're trying to find a way to bring him down and try to get dirt on him and stuff and everything. So that's their angle. But then on the other angle, Damian Lewis, they show a lot of his exploits of him interacting with companies and, you know, getting his way and showing how slick he is to overthrow companies. Or like there's this one building. This is just one example. It's like there's a museum or a building that has a family name on it, and he used to work for the family when he was before he got his money. And the guy that the family is based on was an asshole to him. He was a total jerk to him. And now, like, you know, his kids or whatever run the museum or whatever, or the company. So he goes in there and he finds out, I guess, that they're all broke because they're a bunch of lazy shits and they don't want to work. So they've just been living off their parents' deceased money or whatever. And he goes in there and he offers them X amount of millions of dollars. And he goes, here, you take this money, because I know you guys are all a bunch of broke-ass, lazy asses. Take this money and I get your fucking building. And like they do it because they don't want to work, because they are lazy and they don't want to work and they're spoiled and, you know, bunch of spoiled lazy fucks. And he gets the building, and they show that at the end of the episode, they show them taking the name off and they're going to put his name up. So basically it's him saying, it's, you know, him being able to say like, this guy was, I worked for this man when I was a kid and now I own his family's building kind of thing. And like, yeah. But it's just like, that's the example of like how this guy's just a fucking badass and just like takes over everything, and he's a smart businessman and stuff. And then, you know, there's some small subplots in there and stuff, but the thing that the acting's amazing, definitely, for sure, but the only thing that I'm not sure I like about it is a lot of it is based off Wall Street, stock markets, all that kind of stuff, and you start talking about stocks and stuff and my eyes glaze over. So yeah. There's a lot of talk about like shares and, you know, how much of this and, you know, all that kind of tech talk, or that's not even tech, but money talk, I guess you could say, and business talk and stuff. And, you know, there's all this really good stuff about their stories and, like, them dealing with the characters and stuff. There's a lot of that good stuff. But I'm just saying there are times when a lot of it's based in Wall Street, and it's the only stuff I'm not liking, which I understand is necessary for the show. It's got Maggie Siff from Sense of Anarchy, who plays Paul Giamatti's wife. She's really good in it. And then, like I said, Malin Ackerman plays Damian Lewis's wife. I'm a big fan of hers. And then, totally farting out his name, unfortunately, the guy that played you, for all you Breaking Bad fans, remember Gus?
Yeah.
He's on it.
Giancarlo Esposito?
No. Oh, I said Gus. Was it Gus?
Gustavo?
No, shit. Fuck, what was his name? Oh, I can't remember now. The guy that was his partner when he was making meth. Not Aaron Paul, duh. The guy, remember when they fired Aaron Paul? Oh, please, shut up, spoilers.
Oh,
and that other guy took over.
Yeah.
The guy was on Suits also.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name. Anyways, he's on it. He's really good too. So, really good cast on it.
Yeah, I was going to try to look that up, but fuck it. That's cool. So how many episodes did you get into it?
I've watched 3. I think there's been 5.
That's on Showtime.
Yes, it's good though.
So it's worth checking out.
I would think if you were a fan of good acting, I can't guarantee that, like I said, you'll like the business Wall Street aspect of it. But if you were a fan of really good, strong performances, then I would definitely watch it. I mean, I would watch it just to give it a shot anyways. But because it's funny, everyone so far I've met that does watch it likes more than I do. So maybe it's just me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I actually got to before everything got crazy busy.
We don't want to hear about Rick and Morty again. Oh, no, sorry.
I started watching The Expanse on Sci-Fi because...
Oh, you did? Craig likes that show.
Sci-Fi Reddit fucking keeps talking about it. But so I checked it out, and it's actually pretty interesting. I only got like 3 episodes in, but it's a very... It's cool. It's like Game of Thrones in space where without the fantasy
element. Really?
Yeah. So
that's crazy then, huh?
It's not aliens or anything. It's just all humanity, and it's not near future, but it's like... It's still in our solar system, and it's about a whole like society where Mars and Earth have become 2 different governments and 2 different entities, and they're about to go to war, and people on the asteroid belt are getting caught in between. And the asteroid belt's kind of like blue-collar workers, you know, middle-class America, all that stuff. And then Earth is, you know, just old school, like the kind of like the crown, like how it was in colonial times. And Mars is like this military, like... actually, where I am right now, like you're just finding out who Mars is, but like,
wait, people live on Mars?
Yeah, people live on Mars.
Oh, wow,
it's all terraformed and stuff. But yeah, it's cool. There's like 3 different storylines happening at the same time, kind of like Game of Thrones, but just boiled down and distilled to like a little bit to just 3, not 17. But the only distracting thing is like I like Thomas Jane, or I don't have any problems with Thomas Jane, but everyone else is like someone I haven't really seen too much in other things. So just having Thomas Jane be like one of the main storylines, he's on one of the asteroid belts and he's like a cop, like an ex-detective kind of, but it's called something else in the future.
Right. They come with their own terminology.
Yeah, but he's like kind of going into, like he's exploring this world. The audience is exploring the world through his eyes as he solves this case that where there's this weird conspiracy about it. And I like that storyline well enough. But it's just kind of distracting that he's like the only one that's kind of noticeable as an actor. But like as far as just like, oh, like everyone else is kind of like a character actor and then you're just Thomas Jane, you know? But I mean, I don't hate it, but it's just like the most noticeable thing, like distracting thing almost every now and then. But the other storylines are really cool and it has a good mix of action where it's like something dramatic will happen, like there'll be a riot on the Mars colony or like someone will get killed. That's like that was integral to like kind of the setup or whatever. Mixed in with like philosophy light philosophy about just like that kind of like light philosophy in the sense that where they're talking about like what, you know, like how sci-fi does it, where like they talk about our world and do commentary about our government and our stuff, but like in that world or whatever. So, like, you know, they're talking about topics that are relevant to us and, like, relevant to, like, our government and stuff.
Do they give it a year?
I don't know the specifics, but...
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing too crazy that we don't have, like, warp speed or anything.
No, I was just curious if they did give it an established year that it takes place in.
Yeah. And then,
but it is like our,
it's all familiar.
No, I'm saying it's not like, you know, this isn't supposed to be like some alternate timeline, right? This is supposed to be our world in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other storyline, I mean, there's a storyline of like the space crew that is just like, they're just miners and like they get embroiled in this whole thing and stuff. It's cool because it's kind of like the stories of like, World War II, or like the stories you'd hear in history class, but in the future, you know?
What?
Like, crazy. There's like, over here, there was like this one random ship that got like first saw Pearl Harbor coming or whatever, you know, but that's like in space or whatever.
What?
And that's they do a cool job at like balancing this whole overarching thing with like just little stories and like cool action moments here and there. So yeah.
They had a panel at Comic-Con, but I missed it. I meant to try to go to it, but I missed it.
Yeah.
Isn't Chad Coleman on it?
Who's Chad Coleman?
From Walking Dead?
Walking Dead. Who is he?
Tyrese.
Not where I'm at right now.
Oh, okay. I think he's on it though.
Okay.
Maybe he's on it down the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I just haven't.
That's the whole reason I wanted to go to the panel, because I wanted to try to meet him.
Oh, cool.
But like I said, I didn't make it.
Yeah, I don't think he's been on any episode. Like I said, I've only on episode 3.
But yeah.
It's really boiling
up. I think it just ended, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like, it's gotten good reviews, so I
Greg really likes it. He's trying to push me to watch it. He's like, you know, if you find some time. I'm like, Greg, no, I don't have time. Well, he's like, if you do. And I'm like,
I think you'd actually like it.
No, I'm sure I would. I remember when it came out, I wanted to watch it, but it just, yeah, it didn't happen.
Like, and it's cool because the production design and all the visual effects are pretty fucking good for a sci-fi show. You know?
Ooh.
Like, because, I mean, sci-fi, like, it's one of those things you have to, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, oh, I understand it's TV.
They're getting better, though, honestly. Like, if you take sci-fi from, like, 5 years ago to now, their shows are getting so much better.
Oh, definitely.
Like,
but it's still, like, not, you know, a full-length feature film or whatever.
No, but I'm saying, like, you know, the cheesiness and lack of good production value that sci-fi had 5 years ago is really, like, diminished.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, people had no respect for sci-fi back in the years. Like, people just would watch it because they're nerds, but everyone was just like, so it's on sci-fi. Like, now it's like, it's actually becoming a respectable network, I feel.
Yeah, and then this kind of, I agree with that, and this kind of pushes that. Like, the pilot was pretty beautiful, like the effect shots and stuff. It's really well done.
Sweet.
Yeah, and even like the basic production design and cinematography was really well done.
Well, since it's over, I know I'll have plenty of time to watch it now.
Yeah, right. And then since I've had like so limited amount of time to like just catch up on like stuff, like and so watching new stuff is like almost out of the question sometimes. Like, it's good to trust the fact that it's like it's based off like a popular series of sci-fi novels, which is cool.
I promise I will have more watched by the time we record again.
Yeah,
I don't know how, but I'm gonna find a way.
I'll try.
This shit's got to end at some point.
I haven't even finished The Man in the High Castle.
I haven't either. Yeah. Are you still at the same point?
Yeah, basically.
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't moved from six.
Yeah, but until then, guys, thanks for listening.
Yes. Thank you so much.
If you're new, hopefully we didn't bore you.
Oh my God, please! If you listen to us for the first time, please do not just give us this episode and that's it. Oh my God, please, just don't
come back when
it's not fair.
come back when a Greg Muscini is on the podcast, or like a Charisse, or a Lance, any one of our guests that have.
You know
been
what?
On
yes, if you don't know, if this is the first time you're listening to us, we have a lot of awesome people on. But, you know, we can't have guests every time. And sometimes we do just like to bullshit ourselves. So, but yeah. Trust me.
And everything's coming out soon. So we're going
to
have.
We just talked about all the great shit coming out. We're going to have so much shit to talk about. Promise.
Exactly. Yeah.
Come on. It's February. There's nothing going on.
Right? But, I mean, until then, just go to facebook.com/TheGeekdomFanCast. Find us on Geekdom Fancast on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me at One Mike on Instagram and Twitter, and Derek at Uncle Daryl, DARRYL37 on Twitter. And
yes,
Instagram.
I know. Mine's stupid, I know, but I don't care. I like it.
We already did 15 minutes on it. So last episode.
I'm saying for the new people.
Go listen to that last one. It was better. It was more informative than this one. It's about the movies we liked.
Oh, that was a good one.
But yeah, until then, we'll see you next time at the Geekdom.
Yes, come back.
Peace, motherfuckers.
X gon' give it to ya. Fuck, wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. With the non-stop pop out from stainless steel. Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the motherfucker wonder if you get it. Damn right, and I do it again. Cause I am.